You're listening to Left Out on WRCT 88.3 FM. Left Out is a public affairs program that discusses news from a perspective left out of the mainstream media. I'm Bob Harper.
I'm Danny Slater.
And today's program is produced by Matt Toops. Listeners are welcome to call us at 412-268-9728, or you can also send electronic mail to bob@leftout.info. Before we begin today's program, we have a couple of announcements. First is to remind everyone to listen to Democracy Now!, which is broadcast every morning on WRCT at 88.3 FM at 8 in the morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Democracy Now! Is a news program, news analysis, and program from Pacifica Radio Network hosted by Amy Goodman, who visited Carnegie Mellon actually last fall, and I think it was late October, if I recall correctly. As a second announcement is to mention that on Monday, March 14th, Norman Finkelstein will be speaking at Carnegie Mellon at 4:45 p.m. in Meconomy Auditorium, which is in the University Center on campus. And he's speaking. The title of his talk is going to be Beyond Chutzpah on the Misuse of Antisemitism and the Abuse of History. So Norman Finkelstein is a professor of politics or political science at in Chicago. I'm blanking
DePaul
on that.
University.
DePaul University. Thank you very much. I was going to say Loyola, and I knew that wasn't right. At DePaul University. And he's a rather controversial figure who has rather controversial political views, particularly on the Middle East. And I think we will find his talk to be very entertaining and likely to provoke quite a lot of controversy, so we encourage our listeners to come by. So that's on Monday at 4:45 p.m. at Meconomy Auditorium.
Oh, by the way, for those of you not on campus, you can park in the garage.
Right. There's a public parking garage
on
Forbes Avenue at Beeler Street.
It's,
right.
It's free at 5 o'clock. Well, it's free at 5 o'clock.
From 5 p.m. onwards.
Yeah, okay. So you might have to pay a little bit.
Close enough. Yeah. Okay. That's very good. Third announcement is actually harking back to an unfortunate and sad announcement that we made on Left Out 4 weeks ago, in which we were announcing that that Giuliana Segrena, who's an Italian journalist for Il Manifesto, had been kidnapped and reported murdered from a source in Egypt. As you may well know, since that time, this case has gotten a lot of attention. And in fact, a couple of days ago, Giuliana was in fact hadn't been murdered and was in fact released from custody. Most probably, the rumors are because the Italian government had paid a ransom. The rumors I've heard of $6 million paid to her captors in Iraq, and she was released. And then the reason it's gotten a lot of press is that on her return to Baghdad, on the return road from the airport or to the airport. Her car was fired on by the U.S. military, and her one of the Italian secret servicemen or equivalent who had actually negotiated her release was killed, and she was injured in the incident but survived. But since we mentioned 4 weeks ago that we had thought that she was murdered, in fact she wasn't murdered and is recovering in a hospital in Italy. Unfortunately, however, the Italian agent who was with her was killed in the attack. In fact, apparently was killed.
He was a
high
level
protecting her from being shot.
He was a high level in the incident. Intelligence agent
officer. Is that right?
Yes, in Italy.
So this is a very controversial issue and not one we wish to talk about now, but by way of correction of an earlier announcement we made, which was our best understanding at that time, was that that she had been murdered. So thankfully, she has not been murdered. Sadly, her savior was in fact killed, and the actual details of what happened, well, remain to come out. All right, so that's it for our announcements, Danny.